KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Savannah McKellen.
And I'm Chandler Marquez. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we hear about a local American dream that has some Fresno State ties.
Also, I spoke with a Fresno State softball player whose home was destroyed by the recent campfire.
And we'll find out if everything people say about millennials is true.
Plus, hear what Fresno State students think about all this rain. But we begin with the campfire. The recent campfire that took place in the hills east of Chico was the deadliest and most destructive in California history. While on Tuesday, searchers found no new remains, the Butte County Sheriff said in a tweet that same night that the death toll was 88, while 158 still remain missing. I spoke with Savannah Berkowitz, a current member of the Fresno State softball team, who talks about the impact of the campfire taking her family home away.
I think for the most part, they're holding up. You know, it's hard to fathom everything that, you know, that went down. Like, it just happened so fast that nobody really had time to react. You know, obviously we didn't have time to grab anything. So, you know, when it all happened, you know, what we had was what we were wearing, you know, on our backs, what we had taken that day. So what they had taken that day. So it's not a lot, but I mean, yeah, people have offered, you know, people have come over and they took stuff, you know, they brought over stuff, and I know that the community is going to do whatever they can.
Although Savannah was not caught up in the midst of the wildfire, she explained to me the reactions of those who were.
I know secondhand that people were literally running for their lives. Like, they had to get out of their cars, and they're running through these flames, and, like, I mean, there's just some incredible stories, but I know that people are literally, like, being evacuated as their house were, like, you know, they're being engulfed in these flames, so...
It seemed as though Savannah and her family lost everything, to only realize and discover the value in what they still had.
Yeah, we had two big dogs and two little dogs, and unfortunately, our two little dogs were trapped inside, so they didn't make it, but somehow, I don't know, Miracle dogs outside were able to get away. I'm guessing when things started to burn, they kind of just ran away. So, yeah, that was quite a blessing. That was a little glimpse of hope. I would say, you know, I mean, stuff, like, it can be replaceable. I mean, yeah, we've had, you know, we have a lot of expensive stuff in there, but it's like, it doesn't really matter. I'd say the things that matter the most were our dogs and the pictures, you know? So those are the two, like, most valuable things I'd say that, like, you know, are going to be missed. I think after all these this fire happened, I think it kind of put things into perspective for me. Like, the things that are most important in something, you know, this, I don't know, severe and just so devastating, I think it really just comes down to, like, what's important, you know? Like, family's important. Like, you know, in times like this, like, you will literally hold on to anything you can. Like, finding those two dogs were, like, the biggest, like, there is just, like, a glimpse of hope. It's like, okay, like, we can do this. We're going to make it through. Like, I think just holding on to those really important things, like, sometimes I think we as people take things for granted, you know? Like, you know, it's like, oh, we have these nice cars, and we have these nice homes, and we have all this stuff, toys, computers, TVs, whatever it is. And it's like, but when it comes down to it, and it's like, you know, when we go through something like this, and everything's destroyed, like, what's really important is that you have your family. It doesn't matter if you lost your video games, your TVs and laptops and anything. What matters is that you have your family and, you know, your pets. Like, I mean, I feel like those are the two things that, you know, it really comes down to. So I would just say, like, I don't know, don't take things for granted, because you never know at any point, like, something that, like, that crazy could just happen to you.
So, yeah, I just spoke with her, and she was kind of emotional about it just because of the fact that she had to come back to school so fast. But I think she's handling it pretty well just because they found two of their dogs of the four that were missing at first. So she really just speaks about how this whole fire that took place kind of put things in a different perspective for her and her younger sisters, because she's the oldest.
So you played softball with her, correct?
I did. I did play softball with her, and I was really close with her. And it's just crazy that something like this had to happen to someone who's so sweet, doesn't ask for much, is always there to help.
Did she know anyone that was seriously hurt, or any crazy stories?
No, she didn't. She just spoke about how she heard about all the crazy stories that were taking place, like during the fire, and how people were having to evacuate, and people were literally just running for their life.
How do you think this affects the way she performs as an athlete, if it does at all?
Honestly, she's the type of person where I think this will motivate her. This will motivate her and accept everything for what it is and never take anything for granted.
And what position does Savannah play?
She's a pitcher, and a very good pitcher at that.
You're listening to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. America is filled with people who work hard. Many people every year come to the U.S. just for the freedom to create and work hard. Here's a story about a local woman who got her American dream. To you, that may sound like just some machine, pounding away at something. To one person, that is a sound of beauty. That is a sound that says, I have made it. That is a sound of the American dream.
This country gives you so many opportunities. I always enjoy running my own business.
That's Monica Au, and that machine you just heard at the beginning, that's one of her embroidery machines. Monica is a longtime American citizen who was once an immigrant. She's also a very experienced businesswoman who now runs her own embroidery and promotional product shop in Clovis. She's originally from Taipei, Taiwan.
It was very nice, but it was very competitive at school. I have five sisters and one brother. I'm the oldest one. My father was a colonel in the information. My mom was a housewife.
In Taipei, Monica met her now husband, Tony Au. Dr. Tony Au is now a professor at Fresno State for the Department of Industrial Technology.
My husband was here 1 year before. He was studying for his advanced degree. So I came over to join him and also attend the graduate program.
Monica studied industrial technology management.
I went to school in Wisconsin. So after I got my master's, we moved up to Minneapolis. My husband went to University of Minnesota for his PhD. I started working as a manufacturing engineer for companies like plastic companies, injection molding, metal shop, corrugated companies.
In Minneapolis, while her husband was at school, Monica got the idea to start her own computer design and manufacturing business.
I was told when I wanted to start my own computer business, I talked to the owner of the big company I was working for. They came from Russia. They were immigrant. And I asked them how they started, how they made it big, and what it took for them to become so successful. And the owner told me it takes guts.
So Monica decided that she had the guts to open up her own business.
I was doing very well. I was always within top three in Minnesota.
When Monica says the top three, she means within the top three most successful technology businesses in the state of Minnesota. After her husband finished school, he got hired as a professor at Fresno State, and that's what brought her to Fresno.
For example, Duncan Enterprises, the ceramic company, I was their materials control manager.
After her run at Duncan Enterprises, she went on to teach product development and 3D design at both Clovis Unified and Fresno State. And when she decided she was done with that, she opened up Fully Promoted.
I enjoy this type of work. For example, Fully Promoted, we do embroidery. You do the design on the computer, then you take the file and you work on apparels on the machine. So it's very similar to what I did before.
Fully Promoted has been located in Clovis for over 11 years now. Monica enjoys running a smaller business and getting to interact with her customers. But I asked her if she thought there was any pros or cons to being an immigrant who's also a female minority business owner.
It doesn't make any difference to me, because I think people in California, people here are very open-minded. It's fun to meet people from different countries, to work with people with different cultures. And that's probably the best thing I enjoy being in the States. I think my philosophy is the business principles, the work ethics are the same for everybody. Yeah, as long as you work hard, you get the same results.
Although Monica appreciates where she is today, she says the journey to success was always the best part.
When I look back, I always enjoy what I have done. It's always a lot of fun for me working with people with different culture backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, and I enjoy that. Looking back, the time that I didn't have much money, actually, you didn't have much to worry about. So actually, at the beginning, I think those were actually fun time if I look back. Yeah. And I normally don't look back. I just keep going.
Monica has even passed down her work ethic and successful traits.
And I have two children. My son and my daughter, they both live in Bay Area. They both work for Apple.
So what advice would Monica have for people pursuing the American dream?
I think your focus should be what you are trying to do. Number one thing is be confident. Don't let any difference between people affect you. And also you have to have guts.
Monica, she actually had a dream to be a news reporter when she was younger.
Okay.
But the time era and the place that she grew up in, Taipei, her father actually didn't allow her to be a news reporter because he didn't think it was an honorable profession.
Wow.
So that's why she became she decided to start a career in industrial tech.
Wow, that's fantastic. And how old is she?
She's probably close to about 60 or 70. She's a baby boomer.
So millennials, they're a generation born between 1980 and 1990 with their ages ranging from 22 to 37. Angelica Hernandez looks at Generation Y to find out whether the popular stereotypes are true.
My name is Elizabeth Whitney and I am 23 years old.
My name is John Costa and I am 25 years old.
My name is Paul Luna and I am 32 years old.
Cedric Hood and I'm 23 years old, my Jordan year.
If popular stereotypes are true, the millennial generation is a group of lazy, self-absorbed social media junkies with an affinity for avocado toast and participation trophies. At least, that's what you may have heard in this YouTube video that went viral 2 years ago. Nearly 6 million views later, and the negative stereotypes of an entire generation are forever immortalized in one catchy song. And it's not just YouTube singers that are taking aim at millennials. News sources consistently run stories that paint them in a negative light, and this depiction in the media may be the reason most shy away from the millennial label.
I don't label myself as anything. I'm John, and that's what I am. If I'm a millennial, cool. If I'm not, okay, I don't really care.
I do call myself a millennial, but since I'm barely a millennial, it's always felt like a weird label to me.
I don't really believe in labels, but yes, in theory, I'm a millennial, yes.
In fact, according to Pew Research Center, millennials are 60% more likely to reject their generation's label.
I hear so many negative things about millennials, and I just don't feel like I fall in that category. Millennials being lazy, just the whole technology thing, being glued to their phones, everything handed down to them.
It's always we're lazy and we're selfish and we're obsessed with technology.
The vaping, self-centered, you have to post everything on social media, otherwise like it didn't happen kind of stuff. So I've definitely heard the negative stereotypes.
But is there any truth to the negative myths about millennials? Well, maybe a little. According to Pew Research Center, more millennials live with their parents than with their significant others or on their own. And yes, millennials do love their technology. In fact, Pew says that millennials view their use of technology as one of the defining characteristics of their generation.
Like with the internet boom and all that stuff, like we are very tech savvy at a young age and it's just getting more and more younger. So that's a good thing too.
But are they lazy? Well, millennials disagree.
I would say that there's some truth to it, but that's not all there is to millennials.
I'm just not in that ballpark. Like I work hard. I'm not always on my phone.
Definitely don't think we're lazy and selfish because a lot of us are hardworking and most of us have jobs and live our lives and go to college.
And the numbers back them up. In 2016, millennials became the largest generation in the U.S. workforce. But many feel like things have been more difficult for their generation.
I think we've all we're born into a time of tragic historical events constantly over and over again. And I think older generations, in a lot of ways, didn't really have to face stuff like that. And they did, just not the way we face it every single day over and over again.
Millennials are more burdened by financial hardships than previous generations. They suffer from higher levels of student loan debt, poverty, and homelessness, even lower levels of wealth and personal income.
It's harder to get a job, it's harder to get an apartment, but it wasn't the same for them. College wasn't the same price. All this stuff was more accessible then than it is now.
Yes, millennials have a harder time finding jobs and homes, but it's not all negative.
I do believe that the, quote, millennials are pretty, I'm gonna say, all-inclusive and welcoming, and I feel like every group of friends I see walking around that are, quote unquote, millennials, it's usually a mixed group. Like, everyone's more diverse, and I feel like the quote unquote millennials have something to do with that.
Millennials are the most racially diverse generation in American history. Millennials are quick to remind you that they are all different and unique.
I just believe we're all different, and we all have a different story, different background.
None of us are really like the stereotypical image that you paint us as.
Have you ever had avocado toast?
Every day? No, I'm just kidding. I have.
That's funny. And Helga Hernandez for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
It's been a long time coming, but the rain is finally here. More than an inch fell on Wednesday and Thursday in Fresno, clearing the air but also causing flooding and landslides. The rain was a welcome sight for many Fresno State students, although some would prefer sunny skies.
And Teo Juarez, and I'm a theater arts major, acting emphasis. I like that we're finally getting rain in the Central Valley. That makes me happy to see that there's rain, so I know that it's not as dry everywhere. So I like that aspect of it. I do realize that I can't scooter to class because I'll like fall and slip in the water, so that's a little inconvenient, but I think it makes everyone drive kind of like an idiot, so that's inconvenient for sure.
I'm Hector Oliveira, and my major is mechanical engineering. Hearing rain is very relaxing for me. I enjoy being outside in the rain, so it doesn't really bother me.
Hermilo Jaramillo, and my major is Ag Business. I love the rainy weather. It's like the best time of the year. I like that it's fresh, you know. If you get too hot, you can just take off your sweater. You get cool again. It's better than summer. We need the rain. Here in the Central Valley, we rely on the rain, so I think it's very important, even if we have to miss out on some things.
My name is Mohammed Al-Azman. My major is mechanical engineer. We didn't have any like cold weathers until now. Until this moment, when we have like heavy rain, the weather change, which is good things. Doing some like sport activities, playing soccer, playing football. Yeah, this is like gonna be difficult for us to do.
And that wraps up our show for the week. Fresno State Focus Radio Edition is produced by Professor Faith Sidlow for the Department of Media, Communications, and Journalism.
Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Angelica Hernandez, Savannah McKellen, Jorge Rodriguez, and me, Chandler Marquez.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Savannah McKellen.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.